Hello. Today the church celebrates Holy Thursday, and our gospel passage comes to us from John chapter 13, verses 1 to 15. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So, during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined at table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In today's gospel reading, we witness Jesus washing his disciples' feet at the Last Supper. Although there's an incident from the scene that we don't see in our reading today, it is provided for us in Luke's gospel, and most of us are familiar with it. Amid the incredible things happening in the upper room, some of the disciples begin to engage in a petty and really a childish argument about who among them is the greatest. The debate gets rather heated. One has to wonder what Jesus' interaction was to this pointless argument of his disciples. We'll never know. But what he did do was he stood up and picked up a towel and wrapped it around his waist. He then took a pitcher and basin of water and began to wash his disciples' feet. Peter, as we heard, protested much the same way we would when someone of great stature would do something like that. We would shrink away from it. We know that we are supposed to be humble before God, but it sure is hard to see God being humble before us. He did this for each one of us and also gave us a command to serve and break bread, thereby revealing the presence of Christ. This is a huge responsibility and a great call. Every time we gather to break bread and share the chalice, we must remember this command. Our Eucharist is all about the presence of God in simple bread and wine, and the responsibility to be bread and wine to others. Breaking open the Word of Scripture and consecrating bread and wine to bring Christ among us is both comforting and challenging. This is what we celebrate on Holy Thursday, the gift of God who gives us his flesh and blood and, with no apology, gives us the command to do the same.